Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome to another live broadcast here on Sunday nights. I have to tell you, as we are closing out the month of August, so exciting that I'm able to report to you that we just had our biggest month of downloads in the history of the program. And it's just super exciting. And I also have news to announce tonight that we have a new radio station with us. I believe tonight is their first night. If not, I'm welcoming them a week early, but I do believe they are with us, WZXI, 1280 AM in Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to the broadcast and the growing family of radio stations carrying Jim Paris Live. It's a great time slot. You know, I don't know that I could ever be, again, I did it for a while, for a couple of years, and I had a Monday through Friday daily show. And one of my good friends for a long, long time, Marlon Maddox, my dearly departed friend, he told me, Jim, when you have a daily show, the show owns you. You don't own the show. And so that's a big responsibility. But I love this time slot. I love the opportunity it gives us to take a look at what's happening in the news the week ahead. Before you get to hear what everybody has to say about things on Monday, Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, everybody else, you get to hear from Jim Paris on Sunday night. Although Alex Jones does beat me to the punch because he does also have a Sunday night show. On top of everything else he does, he also does a Sunday afternoon, early evening show. Amazing guy. I don't know where he gets the energy to do a Monday through Friday show and then a Sunday show. But we get into things. We get to do a week in review in some ways, and we also get to take a look at the week ahead. Tonight, we've got a great program lined up for you. My guest in hour number two, Robert W. Sullivan, will be with us. And this is a fascinating book. I heard him interviewed some weeks ago on another broadcast. The book is called Cinema Symbolism. And I love this book because what it does is it gives you kind of the story behind the story. You go to the movies, right, and you watch movies like Star Wars, Back to the Future, Lord of the Rings, even The Wizard of Oz, which I didn't see in the movies. Of course, I saw it on television. But all of these movies and more, The Matrix, the James Bond movies, The Fifth Element, they all have a backstory. For example, The Wizard of Oz was all about President McKinley. He was the Wizard of Oz. In other words, there's a message that's there. I remember years ago, this whole notion that if you spun a record backwards, there was a secret embedded message or secret words or phrases that you would hear. And there's some guy, he still does a lot of appearances on Coast to Coast AM, and he talks about this. I don't know what they called it, but they would spin records backwards. Backmasking, that's right. I get that in, from my producer here. Backmasking. And this is not that, but it is fascinating. If you're watching a movie and you keep seeing, let's say, the same number showing up, maybe it shows up on the door of a hotel room. Then in the next scene, you see that number, it shows up on the price, on a price tag in a grocery store. And you're saying, wow, why do I keep seeing the number 13? Is that just random? And it's not. And these are sort of secret embedded messages. Some are more obvious than others. in today's popular movies. And this goes all the way back to the old movies like The Wizard of Oz. So we're going to get into all of this in hour number two. And then, you know, as a Christian, sort of raise the question with our guest, Robert Sullivan, are these subtle messages, these hidden messages in movies, why are they there? I mean, that's really my big question for him. Is it meant to influence us at maybe a subconscious level? You know, what's the idea behind this? Are they looking for people to sort of analyze these at a deeper level and come up with these meanings? It reminds me of these songs. For example, the first one that probably everybody got super interested in fact, it's still taught in many English and literary studies classes on college campuses, the lyrics to American Pie. Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. And you go through the lyrics and you're like, and the jester, and you, who was the jester, and who was the quartet that sang in the park? Of course, that was the Beatles. And you hear these phrases and you're trying to dissect, what does it all mean? There's another tune by Coldplay that has kind of the same sort of interest on the internet as far as people trying to figure out what exactly the lyrics. It's called Viva La Vida, and you've probably heard the song before, and you wonder, you know, who are they talking about here? And it's supposedly a song about a king that lost his kingdom, and it's pretty complex and involved. But so much of entertainment today, there's like a subliminal message in there. So we're going to get into all of this in hour number two. I am just glad to be with you tonight because we've been under a scare here in Florida. I live in Central Florida. We broadcast from my home studio here in my home in Palm Coast, Florida. We were facing a tropical storm by the name of Erica with no C. It's E-R-I-K-A. Don't you love these names that they come up for the storms? I always find that the women named storms, the female storms, are much scarier than the male storms. I'm not sure why that is. But we have not, what's interesting here in Florida is we have not had a serious hurricane or tropical storm in many, many years. And there was a year that we had multiple. So that kind of made up for it. But I think they said in our local news today that it's been like 8 years since we really had any major issues with hurricanes or tropical storms. So we were kind of bracing. I was up at the Home Depot on Saturday. I figured there's going to be a lot of rain this weekend, so it's a good opportunity for me to put down some fertilizer going into the fall. So I got a bunch of fertilizer and some dirt and was kind of looking to do some work in the yard in advance of all the rain, which we've still been getting these bands of rain. So we're supposed to have 2 to 3 inches of rain. But I was up at the Home Depot and I called my wife and I said, hey, should I buy a generator while we're up here? You know, those are the kinds of things that you do when a hurricane comes. We had circumstances years ago living here in Florida where we were without power for 5 days without power. And of course, you lose all your food in your refrigerator and your freezer. You have no way to do laundry. You have no way to charge up any of your electronic devices. You have no air conditioning. You have no hot water. When you think about all the things that go wrong when you don't have electricity. So my wife said, well, let's just go ahead and check around, see what the prices are. Can you believe that every single generator was sold out except for one tiny little generator, which really wouldn't have done us any good? I mean, the shelves were picked clean. And this was, I mean, no one said this is going to be a big deal for us. It was always like, well, maybe it's going to hit Florida, maybe it's not. But this just goes to show the lesson here is preparedness. You know, the day to go out and look at buying generators is not when there's 2 days before the big storm is going to hit. So I went ahead. We went online. I went to my Amazon account and I bought a nice generator that's going to show up here on Tuesday. So we're all set for the next storm when it does come. But it is interesting how everything disappears. The water disappears off the grocery store shelves. The generators disappear and on and on. All right, when we come back from this break, a really cool way to make money part-time and also have a lot of fun. We'll have that right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Exciting news to mention to you. Next week, my guest will be with us live from Israel. Harry Moskoff, The Ark Report is the name of the book, The Ark of the Covenant and the Secret Tunnels of Israel. Really looking forward to that. That's going to be exciting next week in hour number two. Of course, tonight in hour number two, Robert Sullivan is with us, the book Cinema Symbolism. Hey, we have a new sponsor to welcome to the program, and there's sort of a little bit of a backstory behind this. If you go to my blog, you'll see that I wrote an article about a month ago, and then I just reposted it. I believe it was on Friday. And it's all about the world of mystery shopping. You might have heard the term before, mystery shopping. Most people have heard the term, but don't really know what it is. And it is really fascinating. I'm learning a lot about it. I've never done this before, but I have done some reporting on it, some writing on it, and we do have a big article over at the blog. In fact, you can get to that article and to our new sponsor for this week's broadcast by going to mysteryshoppinggigs.com. That's mysteryshoppinggigs.com. And how this works is you go undercover into a business. This could be a movie theater. It could be a retail store. It could be a restaurant, even a car dealership. And you're given an assignment to go in. For example, if it's a restaurant, you're typically going to be, you're going to go in, you're going to order a meal, you're going to enjoy a meal. And after that, you're going to come back to your home or office and you're going to agree to participate in a survey, in an interview about what happened during that that meal you had. What's really cool about this is in that example, in the case of a restaurant, they will reimburse you for your meal 100%. Plus, you get paid on top of that. So if you're somebody that likes to shop, you like to check out new restaurants, you like to do kind of interesting and fun things, this is fascinating. And businesses are relying on this more and more. And let me tell you why this is. Because of what's happening right now with the internet and social media. My wife and I, we went out to dinner last night, a really wonderful local little restaurant just over the bridge here, right by the ocean in the Hammock Beach area of Palm Coast. And wonderful little restaurant. Maybe if they had it packed, it could have seated maybe 25 people. That's how small of a place it is. And the server asked me, you know, were you happy with your meal? Were you happy with everything? I said, yes, it was fantastic service, fantastic food. She said, would you please take the time to write a short review on TripAdvisor? So I did do that. And I gave them 5 stars and a nice review. And we had a nice night, my wife and I, going out to dinner here just locally, a little locally owned place. Love to support the local businesses. But back to mystery shopping. What's happening is if somebody goes into a business and they have an unfavorable experience and they then go right to social media and put a 1 star, this place was terrible, they treated me rudely, the business owner really wants to know what happened. I mean, maybe you have a staff of 10 people and you have one person on that staff that is really turning off customers. And so because of the importance of these reviews, these online reviews, social media, whether it's TripAdvisor, whether it's Google reviewing, which I leave reviews on Google, Google Local, but there are any number of these. Yelp has local reviews. There's several of these. But in any case, what owners want, managers of businesses, owners of businesses, they want feedback. They want to know what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, how they can do better. And so this mystery shopping thing has gotten so huge. We did an article on it. And again, you can get to the article by going to mysteryshoppinggigs.com. So we write the article. And one of the things we knew that was going to happen, we knew that people were going to say, we want to know more. We want a book on this. We want a video on how to get started. So we found a company and we're promoting them. They're a sponsor of the show, Full and Fair Disclosure. But one of the things I love about them is that they are teaching people what to look out for as far as scams go when it comes to mystery shopping, because there are so many scams. But when I put this article out there, I immediately started getting feedback. Last night, I get an email yesterday afternoon from someone who read the article when I had originally posted it 3 or 4 weeks back. They've already completed 6 mystery shopping assignments. This is a lady from Arizona. She emailed me, and she was just thrilled. She said, I'm so glad you posted that information. Then a friend of mine locally here, I was chatting with her on Facebook yesterday, and she said she's been doing mystery shopping for a long time. I think she said for a couple of years, and she was telling me all the different places she's mystery shopped at, restaurants, retail stores. She's telling me how much money she gets paid, how the restaurants give, you know, her free meals, how you can bring your a guest with you, so you can use this maybe as your date night with your spouse. And it's a really, really neat thing. You're not going to get rich doing this. This is not something you're going to do full time and quit your day job. But some people, I posted actually a link to an article of someone that made like $14,000 in 1 year just doing mystery shopping. That sounds a little bit crazy that you could make that much. But, you know, my understanding is you make as little as 10 bucks to do one of these. In some cases, you make $100, $125 to do a mystery shopping gig. And a lot of it depends on how much time is involved. Some of these mystery shopping companies now, after you go out, again, you're going undercover like a customer, and then you're going to give feedback. Sometimes you have to agree to do a video interview, sometimes an audio interview. Sometimes you have to take an hour to answer questions over the telephone. So depending on how much time they ask for you to put in, that's usually what is going to determine the pay rate. It's a really neat thing. So I'm kind of combining here in this segment the idea of welcoming a new sponsor, but also a really cool financial strategy that you might want to take a look at as well. MysteryShoppingGigs.com. MysteryShoppingGigs.com. This is a tragic, tragic story. An Atlanta Braves fan, this was yesterday, apparently a 23-year season ticket holder. This man had the same seats, the same season tickets for over 20 years. He falls to his death. I believe he was age 60. The story is that it was the Atlanta Braves versus the New York Yankees, and I think it was Alex Rodriguez coming up to bat for the Yankees, and this Braves fan wanted to boo Alex Rodriguez. So he got out of his seat. He went over to the edge, you know, where you can kind of lean over if you've ever been in one of these stadiums where you can kind of go to a railing and look down. And, you know, typically below you are people. But in this case, there was a concourse. And the man fell. They said he fell at least 40 feet and he died. It was bizarre, though, that they just continued playing the game. Wow, I don't know if they would have possibly, you know, delayed the game or something. But anyway, more after this. Stay tuned.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for 2 people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, here's an interesting story before we get into more serious business here. Mention this to you. A 25-minute walk each day can extend your life by 7 years and cut heart attack risk by 50%. According to a recent study that has just been completed. That's interesting. I don't know that that really surprises me that much. But one of the lessons there, you know, I'm someone who I have had problems throughout my whole life. Maybe not my whole life, maybe starting in my 30s with being out of shape and gaining weight. And then I got heavily back involved in the martial arts again about 3.5 years ago, and I'm in really great physical shape, but I do need to lose some weight again. I have picked up some weight again, and I need to keep an eye on that. But one of the things that happens is when you get into the mindset of starting a diet or starting a workout regimen is people tend to make much too big of a deal out of it. They think they've got to join a gym. They've got to go buy all kinds of special food. They've got to exercise for 3 hours a day. It could be really just this simple. I mean, think about this. A 25-minute brisk walk can extend your life by 7 years. I mean, maybe you're someone that just doesn't have a lot of time, but you get a one-hour lunch break where you work. Well, there you go. Bring a pair of tennis shoes and go for a walk. Maybe your office is near a mall and you can take a quick lunch break at the mall and walk for 25 minutes or just find an opportunity to walk. Or even people are doing these treadmill desks now. But I think that's interesting. All right. I want to get into something, you know, more serious here and sort of my take on a couple of big stories in the news this week that I'm not really hearing anybody. Maybe someone has done it. I haven't been listening to every single talk show this week. But when we look at the connection between these horrible shootings, first we have the shooting of the young lady reporter and the cameraman. So Allison Parker, the reporter, and then her cameraman, Adam Ward, shot to death on live television. Then we have the shooting that took place this weekend. A Houston deputy, a white man, a deputy, is shot execution style by a man and nobody, a black man. They've already got him under arrest. They can't find any motive. You know, is there any connection between this guy and this white Houston deputy sheriff? They can't figure out a connection. They can't figure out a motive. And I guess this individual is not talking. One of the things that even those of us who were not supporters of Obama, and I wasn't his first election, his second election. If you listen to my show, if you read my blog, I'm about as far down the line as you can get being an opponent of Barack Obama and his policies. But one of the things that even I, as an opponent of Barack Obama, I thought, look, one of the things that this man can do, and he's perfectly suited to do this as America's first black president, that he could bring to an end the problem that we have between the races. I just don't know how a human being can look at another human being and say, well, this person is a different color than me, so I hate them, or I want to shoot them, or I want to do something to them, or I want to say something horrible to them. I don't relate with that. And maybe it's just simply the environment I grew up in. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. The high school I went to was a large percentage of my high school was minorities. I hung out with Hispanics, African Americans, some Asian Americans. I mean, they were just like any other person in my circle of friends and students that I associated with. So I just grew up in a very mixed environment like that. And so I just have never had this sort of racist problem. But I know that people from other generations do have this problem. But in any case, we know that there is a racial divide in this country. There always has been. Maybe someday it'll be minimized. I don't think it'll ever go away. But the one thing that you would have had to think is this president, Barack Obama, America's first African-American, first black president, that the one thing that he would have been able to do, that he should have been able to do, is to really bring the races together. I mean, just the fact that America elected a black president, you would think that right there would be a step towards healing. And you know, our in our culture, you know, we can go back decades, of course, but even presently, there are problems between the races, and it's a shame to see it. But what we have now is Barack Obama. I'm going to say this because I believe it to be true, has become the most divisive president when it comes to race in the history of this country. And I think what it's going to be really tragic if this happens, and I'm saying if it turns out that this black man that shot the white police officer, the Houston deputy sheriff, if in fact it turns out to be the case, which is what it looks like now, that he really had no motive, that this was just a black man who was shooting a white police officer because he was a white police officer. And then when we look at the situation with the cameraman, Adam Ward, the young reporter, Allison Parker, and the fact that it was a black man that had shot them, two white individuals, and apparently this guy was a lunatic on steroids. I mean, the stuff that he's written. But part of his complaint, as I understand it, was racism allegation, that he was treated badly by his peers at the TV station, and he was a former reporter from that TV station. He makes claims that he was treated badly because of his race. Of course, you know, that's totally denied by the folks at the TV station. There's no evidence to support that. Apparently, he made numerous grievances and he was heard. He was given hearings. None of that panned out to be the case. He just seemed to be a crazy guy. But here's the deal. And we kind of look at both of these situations together. We can find some common denominators here. One is that I think that where we're at right now in our society. This is all due to, I believe, the President of the United States, President Barack Obama, has sort of whipped up the races against each other to the point where literally now you have white police officers that are just being indiscriminate targets, because we're now to believe that all police officers are bad, all police officers are oppressive to minorities, police officers just randomly just kill people and hurt people. Now, there are some bad police officers, but I think that the climate here, and maybe I missed it, did the president or did the White House come out and say something about this Houston deputy sheriff's execution style murder, which took place in what was considered to be a very good part of town in Houston, an upscale neighborhood, as it's described, standing, pumping gas into his police cruiser, and he is shot from behind, not just shot from behind. And then he drops, a gun, literally, as I understand it, at point blank range, put to the back of his head, and he's shot. Then he's continued to assailant continues to shoot him as he falls to the ground. Just a crazy, crazy, a random thing. 47-year-old man, married, he had children. And where is the president? Where's the president of the United States coming out saying, look, maybe you misunderstood me. I'm not against all police officers. I think police officers are just people trying to do their job. There are black police officers now even speaking out. One of them is the sheriff in Milwaukee, and he's speaking out against the president. But it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in this next presidential election, because generally the Democrats in large part get the support of the police union. I wonder if that's going to happen this time around, because it seems like the president has created a race war, and in the sights of that, primarily our police officers. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, some more comments right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallets, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit libertyoncall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here in hour number one. And in hour number two, my guest is Robert Sullivan. He's the author of the book Cinema Symbolism, and that's going to be fascinating. So stick with us for that interview. So during the break, I found the article because I wanted to give you this in detail. If you haven't seen this gentleman, his name is Sheriff David Clark, and he's an African-American. And he is the sheriff of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. And this is from bizpacreview.com. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr. laid it out for Judge Jeanine Perot in an interview Saturday on Fox News. And he wasn't holding back, saying he was, quote, too pissed off to be diplomatic, end quote, about Friday's ambush and murder of a uniformed deputy sheriff in Houston. Clark blamed the White House for the, quote, war on police, close quote. On Saturday, authorities announced the arrest of Shannon J. Miles, age 30, a man with a criminal record, in the shooting death of Harris County Deputy Darren Goforth. Charged with capital murder, Miles could face the death penalty. Quote, I said last December that war had been declared against the American police officer, led by some high-profile people, end quote, Clark told Fox News host Jeanine Perot on Justice with Judge Jeanine Saturday. Continuing the quote here, quote, one of them coming out of the White House, another one coming out of the United States Department of Justice, and it's open season right now. There's no doubt about it, close quote. And this is fascinating because I don't know what the percentages are, but there is a significant percentage of police officers that are minorities. And this is by design, especially in large cities, because they find that it's less tense to have, for example, an African-American police officer patrolling a predominantly African-American neighborhood. So this idea that all police are racist, all police are bad, that we're going to immediately believe the narrative of hands up, don't shoot. We're going to immediately believe that the police officer is the bad guy. This has now reached the point, really a tipping point, where we have police officers just being killed. What was it, a month ago, two police officers killed in New York? This is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. And I posted to my Facebook page, hashtag Blue Lives Matter. And this whole idea of Black Lives Matter and white lives don't matter, all lives matter, right? But I think we need to take some time, use our social media accounts, at least this week, in honor of Deputy Darren Goforth, and post something in support of the police and use the hashtag Blue Lives Matter. And just stand with this man who died serving his city and protecting his city, a man who has a, by all accounts, a fantastic reputation, married, had children, age 47, shot execution style while refueling his cruiser in an upscale neighborhood in Houston. Now, as we continue to talk about the whole issue of these shootings, there's another takeaway from this. A couple of things. One is, it just goes to show you that there is nowhere you can be to really be in a position to let your guard down. Let's look at the two locations here. We have an upscale neighborhood, a gas station at an upscale neighborhood in Houston, where the deputy sheriff is shot execution style. We then go to suburban Virginia, where the reporter and cameraman were shot, and they were apparently at a man-made lake, which is also a water park, with a member of the Chamber of Commerce doing a puff piece about the opening of a new section of this little complex here on this man-made lake. I mean, imagine that. And so, of course, they were targeted, so it might not have mattered where they were. But one of the things that's going to be difficult, it's difficult when you have the surviving family of one of these shooting victims. You understand their grief. How can you understand it unless it's you? But you have the grieving parents of Allison Parker, the father and mother, that are doing all the media appearances now. And of course, they had the funeral services today, the memorial service, and you have to give them their moment. But at the same time, it's really troubling to me how these folks immediately become advocates for taking away guns. And I don't know their entire position, so I'm not going to get into too many lengthy comments on it. But I do find it interesting how the knee-jerk reaction is we need to take away guns, that people don't have a constitutional right to bear arms. This is the kind of thing that we're hearing now from Allison Parker's parents. I can understand. Look, I mean, if I had a kid that was gunned down, this young lady had her whole life ahead of her, beautiful young lady. I mean, how do you deal with that? But they are now saying they're going to make it their pilgrimage. It's going to be their cause now to join that gun, you know, that far left gun right, anti-gun right movement, wanting to take away guns. And it always makes me wonder, I guess I'm fascinated a little bit by the psychology of it. Why don't any of these people ever say, hey, like in this case, my view would be as a concealed carry weapons holder myself, permit holder, someone that's always got a firearm within reach. My thought would be maybe reporters need to start carrying guns. Maybe the cameraman needed to have a gun. Maybe there needs to be a security guard with every live shot. There needs to be a security person who's armed that goes with the reporter. I mean, just when you look at the terrorist risk right there, I mean, the idea of killing somebody on live television, how horrible. But now how many people, how many copycats are out there thinking that this is something that they want to do? So my thinking is, I think, more practical, honestly, because you're not going to take away everyone's guns, and the crazy people, the criminals, they're always going to find a way to get a gun. And it doesn't even take a gun. Was it in China or Japan? It was somewhere over in Asia where someone just simply with a knife was able to kill a number of people just going through a train car, I believe it was. So you've got to look at the people. This individual that did the shooting, he was a disgruntled employee, a former employee of the TV station. But why not look for some other solutions on the other side of this? Why not look at the possibility of increasing security for these live shots, having an armed security guard go with reporters when they're doing these live shots? What about doing the live shots where they can be in a secure zone? Maybe you can, you know, be standing in an office where everything's enclosed and you've got a window shot to the lake that you're talking about. These are things reporters are going to think about they're going to struggle with this. But it raises so many questions this week, doesn't it? I mean, the issue of self-defense. This police officer had no idea what was going to happen. He was standing there pumping gas. But I've done this myself. You start daydreaming, you're standing at a gas pump and you're watching the numbers changing and you're filling up your car with gas. Maybe we all need to start thinking, wow, I'm at a gas pump. Maybe I need to look in different directions, look around me, make sure no one's coming up behind me. You hate to have to live this way, but this is the world that we're now living in. And it's unfortunate, especially if we find out in both of these cases, it appears that there was some element of race involved, black against white. And it will be really shocking if it turns out that this 30-year-old black man in Houston decided to throw his whole life away and to be put on death row in Texas, where they do actually execute people on death row, all to just be able to kill a, quote, white police officer. And the idea that the president hasn't come out and made a statement on this, I could be wrong. Maybe he made one. I did an exhaustive search on Google before the show, couldn't find it. I think this is Obama's race war. I think he started it. I think he still has an opportunity to end it if he chooses to. But maybe it's not in his political benefit to do so. But like I said, it'll be interesting to see what happens this presidential election cycle. Will the police unions support mostly Democrats, which is typically what they do? Very, very interesting comments also by Sheriff Clark out of Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Robert Sullivan, Cinema Symbolism. Stay tuned for that. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.